It's the weekday wake up this morning on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur, talking about the Willie Lawrence Memorial Shoot. It's the Shoot and Shop happening August 22nd and 23rd at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds. And in studio today is Lisa Grimsley. She's with the Wyoming Desperados Mounted Shooters, and also Micah Ratzliff with the Star Valley Street Market in studio today as well. Lisa, Micah, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I appreciate you joining us. Well, Lisa, let's start with you. This has been an annual event as far as the mounted shooting competition at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds for a number of years now. Just give us a little background on the Wyoming Desperados and maybe this event specifically leading up to this year.
Okay. We started in 2016, this shoot, and it has grown in popularity ever since. Our numbers this year have literally tripled. We are having a memorial shoot this year, and it's the Willie Lawrence Memorial Shoot, so that we have some commemorative belt buckles and some other prizes that are indicative of this memorial shoot. So we're honoring a life very well lived.
Absolutely. For those unaware of Willie and why you're doing this memorial shoot, tell us about Willie and what makes this so special.
Well, he was the love of my life. And sadly, last July, we lost him unexpectedly, and I wanted to do something that I think he would have been very proud of, and this was a way that we could honor a cowboy in cowboy-mounted shooting. That was Willie's true identity, as being a cowboy, and he was all things Wyoming, and he was a Marine. He worked for the Forest Service. He was a fire chief. He wore a lot of different hats throughout his lifetime, but being a cowboy was being his true identity.
This sounds like a great event to honor him. It's the Willie Lawrence Memorial Shoot, part of the Shoot and Shop, happening Friday and Saturday, August 22nd and 23rd, in conjunction with the annual Mounted Shooters event. You've looped in the Star Valley Street Market as well to be part of this. That's where Micah Ratzliff comes in with the Street Market. Micah, the Street Market is also an event that's been growing rapidly over the last couple of years. Tell us about the Street Market and what you guys are hoping to do as part of the Shoot and Shop.
Yeah, so really my vision for the Street Market was just, I noticed Afton didn't have one a few years ago, so I thought, you know, I want to sell, I know other people want to sell, we have small businesses we want to promote, and as Lisa has kind of alluded to, we've both had losses that have dramatically impacted our lives, so it was really important for me to pair with her this year and go in together and make it a really big, really awesome event for the whole community. So really my part of it is just honoring small businesses, bringing small businesses out so they can generate and make money and promote themselves. And then in doing so, we also hope to donate back to mental health awareness.
Okay, excellent. So so something where proceeds are going to that kind of cause.
Yes.
For this particular street market then.
Yes.
Tell us about some of the vendors that you have, not just traditionally, but for this event coming up.
Yeah, so we have traditional vendors that we see regularly at our every other weeks. We have about 15 to 20 of those, and those are people like Star Valley Roasters, which is coffee beans. We have people that are coming back like Corn Dog Company, so there will be a lot of food. And then we have Jack Stand down here with hot dogs, and we have tacos and things like that. And then we also have people who handmade jewelry. We have people with handmade hats. We have people with canned goods, and we have sweet kettle popcorn and lots of desserts, cotton candy. And then we also have hosted and rented some bouncy houses this year, so that will be dry and wet, so kiddos bring your bathing suits. And we just wanted to do that for the community and give back and give families something to do.
Excellent. Very cool. In studio today, this Micah Ratzliff with the Star Valley Street Market. Also, Lisa Grimsley with the Wyoming Desperados Mounted Shooting. And the Shoot and Shop on Friday and Saturday, August 22nd and 23rd. Lisa, let's talk more about the shooting, mounted shooting portion of this event. What it actually happens? What takes place during that?
Well, the objective is to be fast and accurate. So each rider is in the arena on horseback. They have a 45 caliber single action revolver, and they shoot at 10 balloon targets. So they have two guns loaded with five bullets. The bullets are, or the ammunition is certified loads of black powder. So they go about 15 to 20 feet in prime conditions, meaning no wind or precipitation. And we have about 100 different patterns. We'll be running four of those for our main match, and then we have rifle and shotgun. So on Friday, we'll shoot one main match stage that every rider will do, and then you can sign up to ride in rifle or in shotgun. So we'll do rifle on Friday and shotgun on Saturday. And then this is very family friendly, so our youngest rider is probably about 5 years old, and our oldest rider, I'm going to guesstimate, is probably in their 70s. So, and we have a senior side pot, so it's very family-friendly organization. We're always looking for new members. We do practices on Tuesdays to try to encourage people to come out. We're also from 1 to 3 on Friday, we're doing time-onlys. So if you want to come and try and see if your horse would take to mounted shooting, you're welcome to do so. Our shoot portion of it starts at 7 p.m. on Friday, and again Saturday at 9 a.m.
Excellent. And again, so you can come watch all that. Is there an admission fee to participate or to watch the Desperados?
Nope. I promise that as long as we were going to be here and doing this, we wanted to keep it free and open to the public. Each one of our riders are incredibly passionate about our sport, and we love to showcase it and show it off. And of course, our horses. So, we want you to come out and watch. But we also, if you're interested, you can donate to the food pantry. Our riders, we collect food for the food pantry, and we've done that historically since we've started. And we will have a booth available in the vendor section, which is behind the fairground or behind the grandstands. That's where all the vendors will be in the food trucks will be, and so we'll have a booth back there as well.
Excellent.
And people can donate to the food pantry then.
Great cause. And again, it's all happening with the Willie Lawrence Memorial Shoot, the Shoot and Shop, August 22nd through the 23rd. And it just so happens there's the car show that day, at least on the Saturday, right? At the Lincoln County Fair with the Star Valley Auto Club. So Hot Summer Nights will be putting on the car show as well. So it all is at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds. Don't miss any of it. Lisa, Micah, thank you for your time. Anything we missed from either of you that you'd like to mention today about this event?
We'd just like to see you come out. It's rain or shine. So let's see it, Star Valley.
Perfect. Shoot and Shop, and it all takes place, again, Friday, Saturday, August 22nd and 23rd at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds. Lisa Grimsley with the Wyoming Desperados Mounted Shooters and Micah Ratzliff with the Star Valley Street Market on the weekday wake-up, SVI Radio.